3, 2, 1, 0.
Howdy!
My eyeballs hurt.
Hey, Dr. John, where's the river?
Oh, not another one.
My feet hurt!
Welcome to Washington, D.C. You're at Ground Zero.
Oh!
Ripper, wake up.
Prepare yourself.
Lonely.
Hi, I'm your host, Dr. John, and I'm here with...
R.T. Madness here. Ha 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 ha.
And the Ripper.
Not to mention... I'm Krusty Crawdad.
Hey, Krusty.
What the heck are we going to be talking about this week, guys?
We got some real-time reviews, Dr.
Reviews?
John.
Yeah,
Dr.
John.
That's right.
What?
We've been playing James World War II Factor.
And PC Gamer is Game of the Year. Half-Life reviewed in multiplayer mode here in the War Room.
So, yeah, sure do like Half-Life.
Stay tuned. Go multi.
For the edition of Ground Zero.
Hey, we're all here at Kick-Ass Gear.
Are we missing Dr. John now, too?
What's going on?
Man, I'm dizzy.
I don't know, but where'd that madness go?
What's going on with him?
I've got a touch of it myself.
Well, I guess I'll just go down here and find out.
So stay tuned for the next edition of...
That's right, Dr. John.
Ground Zero.
Ripper,
is everybody in? Hey, Dr. John, where's the Ripper?
Madness is still missing.
Yeah, who's with the fishes now?
I've got it up and running. And hey, man, it really kicks ass. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Hey, guys, what do you think? Did we fool them? Did the Madness hologram pull it off?
I sure hope so.
I don't know, Dr. John.
Well, yeah, okay, there were a couple of glitches, but, you know, I mean, they were just...
know.
Who pays attention to those kind of things anyway?
Yeah, it looked pretty realistic to me.
I tell you, Dr. John.
Hello?
It's a big kahuna.
Oh, man.
Yeah?
On the hotline.
Uh-huh.
A big kahuna?
No, there was nothing wrong with the madness.
Kahuna.
Why?
Oh, you mean a big kahuna.
No. Uh-oh. That's his sense of humor.
He's paychecks around here.
I mean, what can I say?
He's quizzing.
I thought it was funny.
I don't think the big kahuna bought it.
Uh-huh. Okay. We'll tell him you said that it wasn't funny and that he should be funny. Okay. All right.
I think they're talking about RT.
All right. Okay. Goodbye.
Dr. John.
Uh-oh, guys. Big Kahuna didn't like that. He said something sounded a little funny about the madness, and I think we're going to have to do something about it.
Well, maybe if he sang his parts.
Well,
you know, we got a few of those recordings.
To Krustin, you got any more recordings?
I don't know. Let me check.
Welcome, everyone, to our real-time review of Half-Life. By Valve and Sierra.
Half-Life.
How you guys doing?
Doing good, Dr. John. Here with my friend Krusty.
And the Madness.
That's right, Dr. John.
Howdy, Dr.
Killing.
John!
Well, guys?
Getting charged up.
Looks like PC Gamer's Game of the Year. What do you think?
That's pretty awesome, Dr. John.
Dr. John.
Is it worth Game of the Year, guys?
Yeah, I'd agree pretty much. I really like this game a lot.
I guess it had to beat out Sin to do that, Dr. John, which we all thought would be tough. However...
Yeah, Shogo, everybody.
That's right. What about the graphics, Dr. John?
Well, I'll tell you right now, it's quite...
Hear that,
quite
Krusty?
Impressive graphically, and it's also quite fun to play. Of course, there are really two games in the box. PC Gamer really kind of awarded it Game of the Year for the single-player mode.
However, right now
we're playing it in the Ripper's favorite multiplayer mode in the War Room, local area network.
Always a blast, Dr. John.
Well, it's different.
I think we'll disengage from the 50 caliber.
You know, in single-player mode, there's lots of jumping and crawling and...
grab the shotgun here.
Bashing things with crowbars for hour after hour. You know, there's a lot to do in the single-player thing with all the different levels and all the mazes and puzzles you got to solve. So there's quite a bit there to do.
I like stalking Krusty.
But in the multiplayer mode, it's basically...
Hey, you!
Shoot 'em!
Ow.
Oh, man! Ripper got me pretty good on that one.
That was quite
a blow. You gotta know where the health is, Krusty. Let's switch up.
Well, I'm just trying to get the armor on this one here. See, if I press the E key, I'll get my armor now.
That's right. It's very important to load up on health and armor at your stations there. And, of course, select the correct weapon for the job.
Let's see if I can't sabotage it.
Ripper's using some explosive devices here.
From
looks
the
like
upper
a grenade
level.
To me. And I think by the red dot, Krusty's got the tow missile. Nice selection, Krusty.
I do believe I'm singed.
The Ripper Zero.
And of course...
Yeah, I got you cornered, Ripper.
You get your standard weapons like the assault rifle, my personal favorite, because you get 10 rocket-propelled grenades.
Which I'm using right now on the Ripper.
Along with fully automatic fire. So that one's really kind of my personal favorite.
Well,
not to mention the Colt 45.
That's a heck of a weapon. I could get closer.
Packing that Colt.
Oh, look.
There he is. All right, now. Focus, focus. Where can I shoot at this guy? Right about
And
there.
It looks like Ripper's pulling out some more explosive devices.
You know, Dr. John, I really do like the heads-up displays that you get. Everything from the poisonous biohazard to the radiation displays, acid or corrosive chemicals, you're drowning, burning, freezing, or electric shock.
Oh, yeah, all those things are great. Look out. I think we have an encounter here.
Well,
a single shot to the head.
I didn't even shoot Dr. John. He certainly got his revenge. That was
revenge is so
bizarre,
sweet, ain't it?
Dr. John, if I may say so.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, guys, this really is a different game. The multiplayer is a different game than the single person. Single person, there's a lot of thinking and specific acrobatics you have to go through. There's a little bit of acrobatic stuff in some of these multiplayer levels where you got to jump up onto crates to get certain weapons.
Gotta get some of those goodies, Dr. John.
But other than that, it's a pretty standard first-person blast fest. Uh-oh. Encounter time.
Ah, yes, Krusty. Take that bit of lead.
These guys are playing Stockyard in multiplayer mode. It's pretty tight quarters, lots of nice weapons. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Ow!
Got him!
Ooh, ah, Dr.
The
John.
Shotgun to the head.
Oh, man!
Always.
I guess that was me.
Look, to the health station we go.
Damn, I hate it when that happens.
Yes, well, folks, if you could
this
see.
This is a blast, Dr. John.
You
I
could see,
say.
Folks, if you were here, that the Ripper is constantly going from health station to power station and back again to recharge his shield and recharge his health. The Ripper is never caught without health and armor.
Good chance he can find me there at the health or armor, Dr. John.
That's why it's always worth it to wait by one of the stations when the Ripper's been damaged with a nice little explosive device. Ooh! Couple of missiles.
Yeah, you mean like this missile launcher?
Your whole day. Look out, Krusty, he's got ya! Oh, man.
I think Krusty had a hand in killing himself.
Krusty toasted himself.
I got some good licks there.
Yeah, well, I'm back on the trail.
And you got me wounded.
Well, guys, I'm
going to
give this
Krusty.
Game our standard 5 out of 5 smiley faces for multiplayer mode and single player mode. Uh-oh, action time.
John,
there goes that. Sounds like Krusty's EKG is gone flat again there, Ripper.
Well, don't you worry about a thing. I'm on the trail.
Well, what do you rate this game, Ripper?
Oh, 5 out of 5, Dr. John.
Dr. John, I give that 5 out of 5 smiley faces.
I love the weapons. You know, the weapons a good way to
catch
the
Ripper. Oh, the graphics are spectacular. The weapons are great.
It's pretty awesome, Dr. John.
Oh, and the detail. For example, if your opponent is right in front of you, you can see what weapon he's holding, if he's looking up, down, left, or right. I mean, the detail and accuracy of the 3D rendering and modeling is just amazing.
So smooth, Dr. John.
Well, thanks for joining us for our real-time review of Half-Life here at Ground Zero, everyone. Tune in again next time. We'll see you then.
Arrivederci!
Yeah, take that, Ripper!
Ow! Ow! Go home, Yankee.
That's got to hurt.
Ripper.
Yeah.
Sorry, fresh out are any recordings of the madness.
Damn!
If we can't smooth this out, Dr. John, the big kahuna's gonna be on to the program.
Yeah, well, we're gonna have to do something for sure. I'll tell you what, why don't we try and just sort of tweak this thing up without any additional data? Maybe we can just sort of, like, smooth the bugs out. Like, maybe, you know, reinstall Windows 98 or something like that.
I was thinking about, you know, more wattage, Dr. John. More power.
That's an idea. Hey, you got a couple of Fender amps over there, Creston, we could plug into this thing?
Well, yeah, we got some Fender amps.
Excellent. Hit it.
The madness.
Where's the madness? Tell me why. Where's the madness? Tell me why. If he ain't dead already, well, the Ripper ought to die. Kick-ass crossed my mind. Kick-ass was in my soul. It made me suicidal. It really took its toll. I was the madness. I wanted to die.
With
kick-ass gear already. You know the reason why.
Welcome to our real-time review of Jane's World War II Fighters in multiplayer mode on our War Room local area network. How you guys doing this week?
All right, Dr. John. Striking a blow for freedom.
I'm here with the Ripper and...
RT Madness here. Ha 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 ha.
And Kaiser Wilhelm III.
Uh-oh.
How you doing, Vinny?
That is correct.
The German ace.
I am the Kaiser. I'm going to find the Ripper and destroy him.
The Kaiser's flying the Focke-Wulf 190, and Ripper's in the... What you in there? The Lightning Ripper?
The P-38, Doc.
Love that plane. So how do you guys like this game in multiplayer mode?
Oh, anything multiplayer mode, Dr. John. Well, I really wish we could play our own... joint missions together, but...
Well, actually, can do that.
Oh, no.
You can set it up to do cooperative missions, but right now you guys are head-to-head. Allies versus Axis.
Good old dogfight, Dr. John.
That's right. And I actually love this game. The graphics are spectacular. Probably the best graphics of any World War II flight simulator right now. And a great selection of planes, the P-51, P-47, the P-38, which the Ripper's in right now, the Spitfire Mark 9.
Yes, I wish I had a Messerschmitt.
And, of course, the Messerschmitt's 109G and ME-262.
You Americans are spine.
Well, it looks to me like the Ripper's kicking some serious...
Kaiser ass.
...dogfighting butt out here.
I will win right this one for the Führer.
Six, he's about to tear him up with those.
Yeah.
I am on a mission.
A little hot
I will
seat
find
for
my
Kaiser.
Prey.
He's going down, Dr. John.
Boss is los.
Well, I'll tell you, the graphics and special effects in this game are fantastic. Muzzle flare lighting, smoke, flames, debris, frag, you know, great physics even on the fragmentation of the planes in midair as you chop the wings and tail sections off.
And of course, the outside the cockpit views are great, Dr. John. I hit my F-10 and I can get out.
Well, the modeling on the planes is absolutely spectacular with real source lighting and everything. You know,
I love that, Dr.
You know, you'll be at like sunset or something like that with the
where's my chase view?
Orange sun glinting off the hull of the planes.
Ah, there
it's just
I'm
beautiful.
Looking.
Yeah. Now the Ripper's checking out the different planes from external view. He's got Kaiser Wilhelm zeroed in.
Cockpit forward, back. There he is to my left.
Oh, it's great.
Chase view. That's what I like, Dr. John. I believe that's the F5 key.
Well, and even the flaps work and everything as you fly around.
If I could have, and I do have the targeting, but without the sights.
Get 'em, Ripper!
See, without the
kraut.
Without the crosshairs, Dr. John, that's a hard shoot. But look at that spin, Dr. John.
These frame rates are incredibly high. How do you manage this?
Well, it's that good old American know-how.
Ingenuity there, Billy.
We are trying to find out the secret to your overclocking.
Oh.
We will find out. We have.
You know one thing we haven't done yet, guys, is we haven't asked RT Madness what he thinks of this game.
Where is RT? Jesus. He must be far behind enemy lines.
Oh, here he is now. How you doing, RT?
Hey, what about those graphics, Dr. John?
Yeah, man. Sounds good to me. Wish I could have been there.
So Ripper will die now.
Oh, Willie, I've heard it so... Uh-oh. Look, this is all in chase view.
The lighting is spectacular. Absolutely spectacular.
There he is.
Well, I'll rate this game a 5 out of 5 smiley faces in multiplayer mode. I'd say, unless you're an extreme, you know, flight sim buff...
I'm going down in flames!
Unless you're a real flight sim buff, I'm not sure you're going to like all the detail in the single-player missions where you have to, you know, basically fly the whole mission.
And a fireball in the terra firma.
But, you know, there's a fly now, quick mission thing, and multiplayer support is absolutely seamless. So, in that sense, I'll give it a 4 out of 5 in single-player and a 5 out of 5... in multiplayer.
Dr. John, I give that 5 out of 5 smiley faces.
I'll ditto that, Dr. John. I've certainly enjoyed my flight lesson.
Well, thanks for joining us, everyone. Tune in again next time for our next real-time review.
Yeah.
Auf Wiedersehen.
We done now?
I'm done here.
No. I think so.
About time. I want to thank you all for joining us again at Ground Zero. Tune in again next time for more news, views, and our own real-time reviews, including upcoming games like
Half-Life Team Fortress.
That's right, D-Man, and Myth 2 Soul Blighter. So stay tuned. We'll be back. See you then, folks.
That's right, Dr. John.
That's right, Dr. John. Nah. Yeah. Why not? Next.
This is a test or what?
This is a test or what?
Ever since I was kicked in the head,
you stop talking like me. Cut it out.
I've been brewing this beer, Toto. Kick-ass beer.
Hey, that's it.